Take your Bibles out. If you don't have one, raise your hand and we will get them handed out, okay?
If you would take them and turn to Hebrews chapter 10, okay? Hebrews chapter 10. Going to have a kind of a quick word tonight in our large group, and then we'll head out to small groups. Leaders, don't let me forget, we got snacks for your snacks, like Heidi's mom says, snacks. For small groups, so make sure we get those distributed. Then we'll sugar you up and send you home, right? So we're going to be, as we dive into summer, this is an exciting, well, any time of the year is exciting, but this time of year, as we welcome in our new sixth graders, there's some things that we work through, and a lot of it is kind of like we work on our foundation, kind of a foundational understanding of what we do in middle school, why we do it, kind of putting the pieces together. Those of you that are in 7th and 8th grade, you probably have heard some of these things. It'll be a good review, okay, as far as to connect the pieces again as we connect or we put our view of God, worldview together. 6th graders, some of these concepts and ideas might be new, but they are foundational to what we do. We want to work through some things. So with that, you're like, Mr. Dave, why would we do that? Okay? Think about it. If you came into middle school student ministry, showed up tonight, right? Mr. Ben did an awesome job of doing some icebreakers, kind of getting everybody to know things. But let's say that you came in, somebody described youth group to you as a trip to Kings Island. Would you be a little disappointed? Would you? Right? Trip to Kings Island? It's all day long. You ride roller coasters, adrenaline rush, sugar crash, right? Well, we're not going to talk about that part, but yes. So there's all parts of it. Maybe this crashing in a nap on the way home. Okay. So if you went to Kings Island, if you went to an amusement park, there's a totally different level of what you're shooting for, right? With youth group, there is a fun dynamic, and we definitely want to hit on that. But there is so much more than that, and actually we have so much more to offer than Kings Island ever could. And that's because of who God is, that's because of God's truth, how we connect together, and the big part is we're going to focus on tonight is community, okay? Kings Island, you have waiting in line, there's a little bit of community there, right? You're sitting there for 45 minutes and you're like, okay, I guess I'm going to talk to this person in front of me because I have nobody else to talk to, right? Has anybody ever been there waiting in line forever, okay? And you just kind of make it fun, right? Okay? So you make the best of it. Well, guess what? We're not going to wait in line every Sunday night, okay? But we're going to have fun together, and it's not just fun. It's literally being in community together. And you're like, okay, Mr. Dave, you're using some big words. And so we're going to work through some of what that means, some of what that looks like, okay? I had you turn to Hebrews 10, but I'm actually going to start reading in Genesis chapter 2, okay? And don't turn there. Because we will get to Hebrews chapter 10. But in Genesis chapter 2, it shows that God has designed us to be in community, okay? God has actually designed us this way, okay? So I'm going to be reading chapter 2. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it's talking about when God put Adam to sleep and took a rib from him and created woman, okay? So I want you to wait till the end and hear Adam's response, okay? Okay? So verse 21 of chapter 2, Genesis chapter 2, he says, "So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. While the man slept, the Lord God took out one of man's ribs and closed up the opening. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib, and he brought her to the man." And then verse 23 in the NLT says, and it's in quotation marks, it says, "At last!" With exclamation point, right? Okay? He didn't say, ooh la la, right? He's like, ooh, most beautiful woman, right? He said, at last. Why did he say that? Think about it. When God created the garden, did he say it was very good? Right? Everything was good. Everything was perfect. God is a God of perfection. God is a God of order, right? Nothing was left to chance. He literally put it together. He spoke it into existence. And then he created man. But then he saw it was good for man not to be alone, and so then he created woman. And Adam, we don't know the time frame here, but Adam says, at last, right? When you get to the front of the line at King's Island, you actually get a step on the ride, is it like, at last, right? And then 45 seconds later, you step off the ride, and you're like, oh, well, that was quick, right? Okay, so what I'm getting at is the fact that God has designed us to be in community. And actually, many of the research and data point to that, and the fact that being in isolation actually changes our mental makeup, okay? So it's actually not good for us to be by ourselves. So we see that we're created to be in community, but we see that there's some tremendous things that God has for us in community. You guys are there in Hebrews chapter 10, correct? Let me get there with you. Okay, Hebrews chapter 10, okay? And we're going to look at verse 23 through 25, okay? Verse 23 through verse 25. It says, in verse 23, it says, let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. Okay? So, he's talking about here in the fact that let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And then he talks about being in community. He talks about being together, right? Okay? And you're like, hold on, Mr. Dave. When I get together with my siblings, we're in community with my siblings. It's not love and good works, right? It's a little bit of conflict, okay? And we'll get to that part. There's actually a purpose behind that, okay? And that's actually one of the things we're going to talk. There's many different levels to this. The one thing that I wanted you to see in this, the one level, there's many different things that community brings and God has designed, but we're only going to look at two tonight, okay? But the first one is encouragement. Okay? The first one is community brings encouragement. Okay? Christina, is it okay if I use your story of, okay, I was wanting to connect with you before, but here we are, right? So, what day was that? May 6th. Okay? It's just how God works. And when you say that, you're like, I don't want to be flippant with it because, yeah, I wished it would have never happened to your family. Okay? May 6th, I've actually had like 4 days off in a row, which I never have that time off, right? I went to Menards, bumped into Christina's husband, we were talking, and came home, dropped some stuff off, and our Yukon needed the AC fixed. So I told Heidi, hey, meet me at the fix-it shop, and we'll drop it off and take care, you know, move on our day. I get out on Five Points, and I see this huge smoke column, and normally, most of the time, I'm just kind of like, I do that on my day job, and I just don't really care to know, but every now and then you see smoke columns that are like impressive, and you're like, what is that, right? And so it was significant enough that to me, in the fires that I've seen, I was like, either Meyer's on fire, Menard's on fire, Southport Present, like a large building is on fire, because it was this massive, big, black smoke column, and you're like, something's burning. So instead of going up to the, sorry, Heidi, but I was like, so I'm headed eastbound on or westbound on Southport, and I get over, it's not Meyer, it's not Menards, and then I go down Emerson, it's not Southport Pres, and then I'm like on stop 11, and I'm like, oh my goodness, it's over by Mary Bryan Elementary, and I get over there, and I'm like, that's Christina Hunter's neighborhood, and then I'm driving closer on, and I'm like, that's literally, we've been over to their house, I'm like, that's literally like right where their neighbor's at, and I stopped, okay, there was traffic, so I was not texting and driving, technically, okay? But anyways, I text and I say, Christina, are you okay? And I don't know how long it was, but it's pretty short. And she's like, I'm okay, but my house is on fire, okay? I was like, oh my goodness. Okay, so anyways, thought process, as a firefighter, when the initial firefighting, it's this mad rush to try to get everything done. So I'm like, okay, it's best to stay out of the way right now. But I wanted to connect with Christina and try to make sure everything was okay. So took the Yukon, called Heidi, said, I'll be a little late, but I'll be there. Drop off the Yukon, picked up Heidi. And then we came back and met Christina, and I think Nick was back by that time as well. And you know what we did? We literally stood in their front yard or on the sidewalk for like 4 or 5 hours. We did nothing other than stand there with them.
We were in community with them. We went through their house, their neighbor's house. I think it was a total loss. And then their house, the one side of it burned. And we just literally were there with them, okay? And we had a chance to be, there wasn't like some, like, I put my superhero cape on, and it's like, dun, 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 I'm ready to save the day, right? We're just literally standing here, right? We give them a hug. We say, I'm sorry. I wish I could fix it. I can't. I don't know what else to do other than just to love on you, love on Nick, and try to connect them with resources, okay? And I think you're still wrestling through all that. Pray for them, okay? But that's what the community, that's what the body of Christ is for. That's what we do. We do life together, right? And I hope to never see any of you with that dynamic, okay? I don't want any of you to ever have to experience that. But at the same time, and this is the thought process of working in public safety, if something bad happens in your life, we want to be there. We want to be there to help in any way we possibly can, even if it literally is just sitting there saying, we love you, we care about you, what can we do? And just communicating that. So you're like, okay, Mr. Dave, so you're going to put the church van together, and anytime you see a smoke column, we're going to say, middle school calling, we're going to load up the church van, so we're going to go stand in somebody's front yard, right? Okay. Let's put it on middle school level, right? Okay. Middle school level. How can we be an encouragement? So you guys go through a school day. Do you sometimes get a little beat up? Maybe relationships? Mom or dad? And I'm going to point to you because you're part of that. I don't want to put it on mom and dad, but you're wrestling through that, right? Maybe siblings, maybe friends, maybe you feel stabbed in the back, maybe neighbors, maybe you have difficulty with extended family, right? Maybe your family doesn't get along with other family members as well. Maybe that's difficult, okay? I don't know what difficulty you have in your life, but when you come in that door on Sunday night, you bring that with you, right? Because that's what you've experienced. Now let me ask you, what happens when a small group leader puts their arm around you and just says, how did your week go? It's a pretty small gesture, right? But you know that you have somebody with you, right? What happens when somebody in your small group prays together with you? You know that you're not alone, right? Now let me back up a little bit here. The primary place where you need to get your encouragement and your foundation is in God's Word. Don't use youth group to be your to get your high, right? I got to go to youth group because I need to feel part of community, right? The foundation of how we come together is God. And if we're not in God's Word, we're not in that basis, right? Youth group and community is going to fall short. Does that make sense? So let's make sure we engage with that part. And then when we come together and we're in community, we have that encouragement, we're able to have that bond together because of our common shared bond in Christ, okay? Second of all, turn to James chapter 1, okay? James chapter 1, sorry, small group leaders, I said it was going to be quick. It's just lots of thoughts. James chapter 1, verse 2. Okay, James chapter 1, verse 2, it says, dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. Okay? So you know what the one cool thing is? So we talked about the one cool thing of community is the fact that we have encouragement. You know what the other cool thing, another cool thing about it is it helps us wrestle through difficulty. Okay? And not just difficulty in the fact that we get beat up, but difficulty as we do life, and we have things in our own life where we're like, okay, I have some feelings that I know that probably don't honor God. I maybe have said some things that are not right. And we have leaders, we have mentors here to help you with that. So I'll give you a little bit of an example. We did camp this last weekend, last week, okay? Next year, we'll do it roughly about the same time. If you have a chance to go to Pioca, it is an awesome, awesome, awesome experience, okay? One of the cool things, and some of the guys in my cabin are like, Mr. Dave, it wasn't cool.
Camp was cool, but that part was not cool. But yes, it is, because we'll get to that part. Anyways, one of the cool things, so let me set the stage for you. We're in this yurt, right? I don't know if you know what a yurt is, but it comes from like, you want to describe it for us there, Victor?
Terrible.
Okay. So, no AC in the woods of Indiana. So, no AC, bug bites, right? So, I was in Victor's cabin, Jonah, Matt, other guys, Dalton back there, okay? So, we had some difficulty, right? Do those things help us have a good attitude, or maybe direct us more towards the bad attitude kind of thing, right? Okay? Do you remember Ben's illustration of the core, and he talks about the sponge, and when the sponge gets squeezed, what's inside comes out? Guess what? Living in the yurt this week, the sponge got squeezed, right? And we had they weren't horrible talks, but they were difficult talks. And I had a chance to sit down with the guys and say, this is good, right? And they're like, no, it's not. And I'm like, yes, it is, right? And I'm like, it's good because we get to deal with it. It brings it to the surface. Let's deal with it, okay? And so community does that. And it's a community that love Jesus and they love you. So it's not something where you're getting bashed. Your self-worth, your identity in Christ is being discounted. It's actually your faith is being built up, like James says. And that is the value that you have in a community. There's multiple other things that we could talk about. The biggest thing, I promise small group leaders in this, is the fact that you need to be here to be part of that. Okay? And I know that some of you are busy with sports, some of you are busy with family things, some of you are busy with different things. And I would say, I understand that, and I'm not trying to say youth group needs to take over your life. But you'll talk about it more in small groups, but I would encourage you to be present. So if you're not able to be here on a Sunday, either Sunday morning or Sunday night, contact your small group leader, talk to your parents and say, hey, can I call so-and-so? I just want to find out what they talked about on Sunday. I want to find out what I missed. How can I be present with that? If you miss, pray for the people in your small group. Maybe connect with them. Find out how their week went, right? Be present. That's what community does, okay? And that's what we get to do this year. That's so much more awesome than Kings Island, okay? Kings Island is awesome, okay? But we get to experience the community that God has designed for us here at LifePoint in middle school. Okay? Thanks for your time. Let's pray real quick. Scott has something he wants to mention. And we'll pick up chairs, and I need the 8th grade boys to hang out. So as soon as we are done, Scott will say something, then pick up chairs, 8th grade guys, hang out. Okay, let's pray. Heads bowed, eyes closed. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you so much for your word. We thank you so much for the truth that is contained therein. I pray that we would realize how awesome it is, how awesome you are, number one. And we talked about it at camp this last week, as far as you are transcendent, you are imminent, you are near, you rule the galaxy without rival. And I pray that as we do this community thing, that we, number one, focus on who you are, and we desire to live it out, not just in a saying it with our mouth or thinking it with our thoughts, but it literally is part of our life. And I thank you for this opportunity to do it with the students, to do it with this leadership team that you have provided in an awesome, awesome way. And may we stand back at the end of this year and just be like, wow, this is, God did this. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen.